Say, mate. Say, mate.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae. And I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week. You're now tuned in to the Morning Power Hour, your number one source for the dopest R&B on the planet. That was Ellen May with Trippin'. And she said that she ain't gonna trip no more, boo. She gonna get it right. She had a little drink and she tripped on you. That thing is thinging. And now it's time for tips and tricks. And today we're talking about reimagining self-care for Black folks. I told you we were closing out the end of the month. It's Black History Month, so we're gonna do it on a positive note, okay? And I feel like we're in this space right now where we can do that for each other as well as ourselves. We're in a very good space where we can seek our self-care, you know? So the first thing I have is reach out to trustworthy people who can hold space for you. Not everyone can be supportive, even if they care deeply for you, okay? You want to consider the people who show up and make it easy to be yourself. No performances, no faking it, but to just be. This is not as easy when you're cast as, you know, the strong Black woman or the strong Black man. It's hard to do that, you know, and asking for help can be seen as weak. And I'm here to tell you guys that is a lie. Those are lies, okay? Silence and isolation can breed more pain. Connecting with ourselves and folks that are supportive of us is very critical, okay? The next thing I have is connect with things that bring you joy or energy. And a lot of you guys know, watch this, I gotta give flowers. I'm very, very big on energy, all right? That's a major thing with me. Now, it may become difficult to do right now, even feel impossible, but if you have capacity, I would recommend it. All right. When one of my friends asks how they can support me, I say things like, you know, send me a picture of your baby laughing, anything, you know. You can write down affirmations to build you up. And things like that, okay? If you, like me, I ride motorcycles. So my thing is if I love to ride, I'm gonna get on my bike and I'm gonna hit the highway, you know? There's so many things that you can take into consideration. Like if you like reading, read a book. My daughter, she's a real big reader. So she has a bookshelf just full of books that she reads. That's what she loves to do. It brings her energy. I'm a talker, so of course I'm gonna reach out to people and talk and just give energy out, because that it's a reciprocal thing, you know. If you like watching supernatural stories, science fiction, or like me, I love doing this. I'll sit and watch science things on YouTube all day long, and it brings me joy, I promise. So those are things that you want to do for yourself, okay? The next thing I have is ask yourself what you want and need right now, and then advocate for it. Do you need a break from work? Can you ask for time off or, you know, an adjustable schedule? If not, you can use PTO, paid time off. That's what it's there for. Okay, listen, guys, all y'all know I worked at T-Mobile, and over the course of 10 years, the later years, I had to take 10 vacations a year, and I did that, you know. Here's the next thing, you know, if it's time to explore therapy, you know, ask yourself, do you need peer support? Are you wanting to have deep, facilitated conversations about pain, racism, anything like that? Can you join a healing circle? My wife has talked about that a lot, you know, about healing circles, talking to your friends and being a support system. Do you need help to stop talking about racism and pain and have permission to check out? Because if you engage and I always say this, if you engage in a lot of social media, it's out there, and then you just feed your brain and your brain gets tired. So there's nothing wrong with taking a break. You know, do you want check-in text messages or phone calls from your friends? Let them know that, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, if you just reach out, hey man, can you check on me from time to time? Your strong friend needs some help, you know. The next thing I got is revisit your coping mechanisms and remove those that no longer serve you. That's a very, very good one, okay? I'm not here to judge your coping mechanisms at all, okay? You needed them to survive, and they served you at some point in your life. However, it may be time to evaluate if they are still helpful. You might have indulged in promiscuous activities, or you might have indulged in some illicit drugs. Okay, it's time, or you might still be doing it. You know, it's time to revisit that thing. Whatever the case is, it's time to revisit it and see if that thing is still helping you. And if it still serves you purpose, you have to understand and recognize what that thing is, okay? If you pour all of your energy into that without taking time for yourself, you'll still be depleted, okay? The next thing is allow yourself to feel your emotions and attend to your physical needs, okay? Whether you're experiencing anguish or rage, allow yourself to sit in those very uncomfortable spaces and release those feelings instead of stuffing them down, okay? Now, always do it in a respectful manner. You don't want to cuss anybody out or shout or anything like that, but, you know, you have to articulate your feelings, okay? Use your words. This also means paying attention to your body. You know, if you need to go for a walk, which I do my, hey, look, I'll hit that door quick. I'm gonna go for a walk real quick. You know, are you getting enough sleep? Are you dehydrated? I always tell you, drink water. Always drink water, okay? Are you holding pain somewhere physically that needs to be released? You know, you have to look at yourself as a work in progress and notice if it's time to dedicate some time to yourself, you know, in the gym or pay attention. Like I said, if you're dehydrated, you got to drink more water. Look at your face, okay? If you got dark circles, drink water. I promise it'll help. The next thing is transform feelings of hopelessness into advocacy. Turning despair into action helps mental health, allows you to move that heavy energy towards something productive. Feeling your feelings is productive, and checking out may be necessary sometimes, okay? Both have a time and place. Also, take breaks and enjoy unplugging, all right? When I say unplugging, I mean unplugging from the internet, okay? Take time to detach and just meditate, relax, because you need to go outside, put your feet on the grass, all right? I've probably said that in some of my closeouts. You know, I'll go outside, man, enjoy nature, you know. Now the next one is going to create boundaries for yourself of what works specifically for you. You know, there's questions like, am I doing this because I feel obligated, guilty, or pressured? Do I need to have this conversation right now? Does this drain me or give me energy? Okay. Do I need a break from social media? This is social media. Do I need a break from social media, the news cycle, and certain conversations? You know, it's those things. You have to create boundaries for yourself. Okay. And don't forget to rest, breathe, drink water, and explore what your needs are. Consider connecting with powerful Black art, media, music that showcases a different narrative of our stories and strengths, okay? add to this list if you need to, okay? Listen, us black folks, we have to come together. We have to. It's that time, you know? So that is your tips and tricks for reimagining self-care, okay? It's time to take care of yourself, all right? Like I said, I'm 44 now. I'm about to be 44. And I tell you, I'm more about taking care of myself, okay? Because if I can't take care of myself, I can't take care of my family. There you go. So with that being said, those are your tips and tricks. Now we're going to spin a block real quick. That was the rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ,
are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.